This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games. And some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Here we are backstage. And our players are getting ready for today's big match. A couple of good players today. And one of these two guys is going to have the opportunity to win his very own RB5X programmable robot. So players, are you ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Sounds like we have a great studio audience here. Let the MC catch his breath here just for a second. You guys are pretty fast going down that hallway. Let's meet our contestants right now. You are?
Brian Cavanaugh.
Brian, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Star of the Sea School. I'm in seventh grade. I live in San Francisco. I play baseball, basketball, and...
A date yet?
No.
Not yet. Looking forward to that time?
Yes.
Okay, Brian, nice to meet you. And you are?
John Myers.
John, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 11 years old, and my hobbies are football and skiing.
Football and skiing?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go skiing?
We do both, large ski and we go skiing.
Well, where do you go, any of them?
Boreal.
Okay, all right, nice to have you guys here. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous RB5X programmable robot. There she is right there. Okay, we'd like you guys to shake hands. John and Brian, go to your podiums. We'll get ready to play Starcade. And Kevin will tell us about the five games we're going to play with today. Kev?
Jeff, it's definitely a star-studded show today with two of the most popular characters from the arcades and their whole family of games. First is Donkey Kong Jr., and Son rescues Papa from Mean Mario. Next is Pac-Man, the great one himself, on a mad munch. Super Pac-Man, the great one turns super size. Ms. Pac-Man, the petite one of the family. And Donkey Kong, a great gorilla and a fair maiden. Jeff?
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Those are today's five games. John and Brian, and both of you had a chance of playing before today's show. One of them, of course, is a mystery game. If you pick that in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically yours. And just for the heck of it, we're going to let Kevin tell our home audience what the mystery game is. So, Mr. Whispers?
The mystery game is Pac-Man.
Okay, now they know. And I have a question for you. You guys ready? Okay, fine. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, and you pick the first game we're going to play today. In Bump and Jump, the player can make points by A, bumping other cars off the road, or B, jumping over other cars. John.
Bumping.
Bumping other cars off the road. Right, you are. Okay, John, you got it? Now we got a choice of some Pac-Mans and some Donkey Kongs here. Which one do you want to play first?
Super Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man it is. Good. We'll talk to Kevin if he can get out of the phone booth. What about Super Pac-Man?
The mild-mannered Pac-Man mildly eats rows of fruit and objects and chomps a few monsters to rack up points. Special keys open gates to more fruit, and the super button control gives him an extra burst of super speed. Chomping a super dot, he changes to Super Pac-Man, 10 times his normal size, and able to chomp as he pleases, where he pleases, invincible to the monster's pursuit.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Well, John, are you a Pac-Man player?
Not really.
Then you're in the wrong show today. We have three of them today to take care of. And you picked Super Pac-Man yourself. Well, we'll see what happens. Tell you a couple things about Super Pac-Man, and you probably want to listen to Brian. If you hit the Super Energizer button, he'll become a Super Pac-Man. Hit your Super Speed button then, and just go as fast as you can for everything. But watch out when he turns small again, because then he can be destroyed, okay? All right, good luck to you. You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Okay, you have about 30 seconds left. Keep going. Keep playing. Go for it now. Hey. 15 seconds. Second, third, look out. Whoa, nice move. Gonna get stuck there. 1,960 points, 1,960. Where are you going? Don't you want to talk for a while?
No, not really.
Not really? Are you disappointed about your score?
Yeah.
Well, don't feel too badly about it. We'll see what Brian does. Maybe he won't top you, maybe he will. He got 1,960. Are you a Pac-Man player, Brian?
Not really.
Not really. Well, then we've evened it up at any rate today. You ready to go?
Yes.
Good. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. That's fine. Don't get trapped in there. There. That's it. Okay, I have another one coming up. 30 seconds to go. Nice move. Get those keys. There, now, can you get that? That is good. Oh, too bad. A couple seconds left. See if we get some more points. 2,030. Okay, we have a pretty close game so far. We'll be right back. We'll check the score and also see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. Stay with us.
The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starrcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Well, that robot, I know John and Brian, each of you would have a good time with that. And one of you is going to get a shot at it, We'll find out who that is a little later on in the show. But right now, we have some business to get to. Let's check the scores. John, you so far have 1,960. Brian, you have 2,030. Okay, very close game. Only 70 points separate you. Brian, you're in the lead, of course, but we do have one more game in this round. Then at the end of this round, the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So, to figure out who's going to pick the next game, I have a question. Hands on buzzers. In Mario Brothers, what's the first kind of pest that crawls out of the pipe? John?
Turtle.
I'll have to ask if we'll take that. Yes, we will take that, or shell creeper, either one. Okay, Brian, John beat you to it again, so he's going to pick the game. What do we play this time, John?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong it is. And who better to tell us about Donkey Kong than Kevin?
In Donkey Kong, you're Jumpman, and your goal is to rescue the lady from Donkey Kong. Reach the top and score points by jumping over the barrels hurled down on you by Donkey Kong. Make extra points by jumping up to get the hammer and then use it to smash the barrels and the fireballs on that level. Move on up the ladder, jumping barrels and avoiding fireballs to reach the second hammer. Reach the top and Donkey Kong grabs the lady and moves up and you begin again.
And, of course, the way to get those points is to get the hammer. Now, you said before that you weren't really a Pac-Man player. How do you feel about Donkey Kong?
I'm a lot better on it.
A lot better. Do you remember your highest score in Donkey Kong, by any chance?
84,000.
84,000. All right. That's not bad. Now, you only have 50 seconds this time, so you'll probably only get 50 or 60,000. But we wish you good luck. Okay, John?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. Not jump for the hammer. Good jump. You going for that hammer? Nope, just taking the jumps. Yeah, good. Way to move. 25 seconds. And it looks like we'll go to another screen. Scoring good. Here it goes. 15 seconds. Way to go, John. You happier about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played really good. Head on back. Here comes Brian. Now, Brian, how do you feel about Donkey Kong?
I'm better than at Donkey Kong.
I noticed that John didn't go for any of the hammers. Is that going to be your strategy or what?
Yes.
Why is that?
Get more points faster.
Faster if you don't go for them, huh?
If you go for them.
Oh, he didn't go for any of them. Well, let's see who gets the most points. That'll be interesting. Okay, we have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. Get out. Jump. All right. Got a hammer, all right. And there's the way to score. Got another one. How long will that hammer last? Not too long. Now you got a scoop. Nice move. Can you get to the top? Yes, he did. $4,600, a close game indeed. Nice play, and head on back now, if you will, Brian. We're going to total up all the scores. We got a close match right here. Both of you had a chance, of course, to play Super Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. And now one of you is going to play for a special prize. So we'll total up the scores in both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. John, you have 6,960. And Brian, you have 6,630. You got it, John. Come on down. Boy, this is a close match today. One of the closer ones we've had. All right, I'm going to ask you a few questions, John. What we're going to do is show you the name of the game board. Four video games. You name them correctly, and we have something really good for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, turn around. Let's see what happens here. Up in the upper left-hand corner, take a look at that. Is that Amidar or Lock and Chase?
Amidar.
Amidar is right. That's one. Number two, Shipwreck or Arabian?
Arabian.
Arabian, that's right. Number three, Asteroids or is that Space Duel?
Asteroids.
You're right. Can you get this last one? Is it Black Widow or Cosmic Chasm?
Black Widow.
Black Widow is right. Good for you. John, you're doing all right, my friend. Now, let's find out what you won. Kevin?
It's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco.
Oh, that's terrific. Congratulations. Now, we'll be back in a minute. We'll play the final round of Starcade, and we'll find out whether it's going to be John or Brian who has a chance to take home their own robot.
It's our commitment to you.
Here's a special edition of the Starcade Hotline. Dear Starcade, we, Brad Feltz and Kurt Damaris, would like to ask if you might start a Starcade fan club. We could be the first members in the club, and I, Brad Feltz, could be president, and Kirk D. could be vice president. Signed, your best fans. Well, Brad and Kirk, we think it's a great idea, and are glad to make yours the Charter Starcade fan club in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Thanks for being our best fans. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, John and Brian, this is it. This is round two. Only one game left to play. This time only 40 seconds to play it. And there's not too many points separating the two of you guys. After this game, we'll total up all the scores. And the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win the RB5X programmable robot. We've got to name that robot. Give it some kind of a name. You ready? All right, here's your last question. Here it goes. Hands on buzzers. You've just pressed start on Burger Time. How many pepper shakes do you have? Yes, John.
Three.
No, sorry, that's wrong. It's A5, B3, and 5 is the correct answer. So, Brian, without doing anything at all, you get a chance to pick the game. We have Ms. Pac-Man, regular old Pac-Man, and Donkey Kong Jr., and the mystery game is still sitting up there. So which one do you want?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. And who better to tell us about Donkey Kong Jr. than Kevin Jr.?
Thanks, Dad. Mario, beware of Donkey Kong Jr. He's crafty, he's fearless, and out to rescue Papa Kong from your clutches, scoring points as he climbs, avoiding the brigade of snapping jaws, ape-eating birds, and energy pods. Watch out, Mario. The son of Donkey Kong is out to rescue Papa.
Thanks, Kevin. And, of course, those of you at home know the mystery game was Pac-Man, so that's the one that would have given the prize for the mystery game. But you picked Donkey Kong Jr., a good game. Brian, how come Donkey Kong Jr.?
I'm better at Donkey Kong Jr. than all the other Pac-Mans.
Ah, then it's a good thing you answered the question, because that's a good move for you. You need some points here. You'll have 40 seconds to play it. I don't know what to tell you. Some people feel in 40 seconds it's best to get the key as fast as you can. Others like to pick up points in the way. So we'll see what you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Brian has 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. Oh, too bad. 30 seconds to go. Oh, time is speeding by. Come on. Now jump. Oop. Look out. Made it, made it. Okie doke. Got that nice pick. That's good. Yeah, good. Look out. Oh, they're going to gang up on you now. 2,400. Little tough luck in the beginning there, but a nice score, I think. Brian, congratulations. 2,400. Head on back. John? Well, John, you saw how he did. How are you at Donkey Kong Jr.?
So-so.
So-so. So he may have picked a game that you're not too good at, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're in the lead coming into this. Let's see how well you do. 2,400 is what his score was. You'll have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. There's 400 points. Okay, doing fine. Good move. Good move. Look out. Oh, I just nailed you. 15 seconds. Get some more points here. 10. Points. Again, a little trouble. You head on back. We're going to total up all the scores now. We've got a close game. And we're going to find out who, in just a few moments, is going to have a chance at the RB5X robot. John, your total score for Starrcade is 8,160. Brian, your score is 9,030. You got it, Brian. Congratulations. Well played. John, you played a nice game, too. Congratulations to you. You have a prize for the name of the game board. I hope you had a good time. Yeah, well, what the heck? Brian, you're our champ. You've done really well. And Kevin has something for you for being the champ of the day.
Brian, first, it's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics. And a Spectre Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM, 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick from Spectre Video.
All right. And you're going to get a shot at your own RB5X robot. We'll find out how Brian fares right after this.
Ready! Ready!
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Remote Champ Freedom Fighter Joystick from Championship Electronics, the first remote control joystick with no delay action when you play, two firing buttons for thumb and forefinger, suction cups for tabletop play, and 20-foot range. And Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender. Two amazing games on one cartridge. Multiple screens and unbelievable graphics. Zonix new cartridges Chuck Norris and Artillery Duel. Zonix, more fun for the price of one. And Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action. The thumbless approach to higher scores. The Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts.
All right, Brian, now a shot at winning your own robot. You got the pick of the Pac-Mans here. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Ms. Pac-Man, you'd have to score at least 3,421 points. If you picked Pac-Man, you'd have to score at least 3,654 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached your decision, right? What'd you pick?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man. Okay, that means if you score 3,421 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win the robot, the RB5X. Kevin will tell us about Ms. Pac-Man, and we'll get ready to play.
Ms. Pac-Man munches her way petitely through the dots while being chased by four monsters. Every dot she munches is another point on her score as she munches her way toward the Energizers. Gobbling one of these, she can then pursue the blue monsters for more points, but she's running again when the monsters change back to their original colors. She'll score extra points if she catches the fruit that appears briefly in the maze. You've chosen Ms. Pac-Man, a very petite lady.
Okay, Kevin, thanks. Well, Brian, we're all going to wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds. You need 3,421 points. If you pick up any of the fruit, it's going to help you out a lot. You have a pattern you follow on this at all?
No.
All right, well, just go for it, and we'll wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Going for 3,421 points in 30 seconds. Gonna help. Can he get some? Maybe he picked it up too soon. Look out. Got it. Good. Good. Way to go. There's some fruit. There you are. 9 seconds. 2,000. Needs a bunch of points. No, I didn't make it. You got 2,560. 3,000 over 3,000. Hard to hit in 30 seconds. But, Brian, congratulations. You got a bunch of things. I hope you had a good time here at Star K.
Yes, I did.
Good. You tell your friends to watch, will you?
Okay.
Good. Nice hand for Brian. We're going to go right now, but we'll see you in the next show. This is Jeff Edwards from Star K. Bye-bye. Hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.